Cantonese and English. Hong Kong was a British colony for over 100 years, and
Guangzhou
was one of the first five cities to be opened to Western traders at the end of the 19th century. Consequently, Cantonese became the most westernized dialect in Chinese. Many Cantonese speakers in Hong Kong use English loanwords in their everyday conversation. Some may do so to show off their English ability, but in most cases, the words are so widely used in Cantonese that people are hardly aware of their English origins. Here are some examples.
Ball
means ball.
Ba si
means bus.
Bo si
means boss.
Leap
means lift.
Sit sam
means shirt.
Si dam
means stamp.
Tip si
means tips.
Si do
means store. Cantonese words don't usually end with a final consonant sound, so foreign words such as ball or bus are often pronounced either with a glottal stop at the end or an added vowel sound. You may hear a Hong Kong policeman addressed as Sir.
Ah, sir. Sir.
Is the Cantonese pronunciation of the English word sir, and the ah beginning is used to draw the person's attention. It sets a friendly yet respectful tone for the conversation. But this way of saying sir is used only to address policemen, or less frequently, educators. The Cantonese word
"先生"
is used otherwise. The concept of
"mean."
Language is a vibrant, flexible form of communication loaded with social and cultural information. Cantonese culture is structured around such values as honor, loyalty, and respect. In fact, the respect with which a person's community regards him or her can serve as an important part of that person's identity. In Cantonese, this is often referred to as
mean,
which is somewhat equivalent to face. Here are some common phrases.
Yao mean,
to have face, means to be shown respect in a certain social situation. For example, when attending a banquet, those seated near the host at the head of the table can be said to
Yao mean.
Similarly,
Bei mean,
to give face, means to show someone the respect due him or her. When you attend a formal dinner, the host and hostess might greet you by saying
多谢北面.
This literally means thank you for giving face. In this situation, it is equivalent to saying thank you for coming.
落面.
To drop the face means to shame a person, to cause him or her to lose the respect of others. A person thought to be an expert on a certain topic can be said to
落面.
If he or she is corrected in public.
冒面.
To lack face means to lose dignity. For example, you are thought to lose face if you are the only one of a certain group who is passed over for a promotion or who fails to receive an invitation to a sought-after event. Compliments. Modesty is seen as an essential virtue in Cantonese culture. This humility is shown by some typical responses a Cantonese person will give when complimented. For example, a woman who is told,
你真是好靓,
you are really very beautiful, could answer,
边度是呀?
As you may be able to guess, this literally means, where is it? Used this way, it is like saying, where do you get that? Or, I don't know what you're saying. Another common response to a compliment might be
过奖啦.
This means something like excessive praise, and it's used to say you're exaggerating or you're too kind. Either of these can be used as a polite, modest response to almost any compliment. Some more westernized people may also answer simply
多谢.
When complimented, but this is less common.